You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I suppose you could actually write it down with pen on paper, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it to us. But Jeremy, there are a couple of easier ways to get your problems to us.
Indeed. Just go to the station website, Mix100.com. Click on the little Dom and Jeremy link on there, and you can send us some emails. Or go to the FB. We're on Facebook. I bet you can't guess what you search.
I won't guess. I refuse.
Okay.
This is from Dominique, and she wrote to us on the FB. She goes, "Hi, boys. I guess we should have had this talk before we decided to get married and have kids, but my husband and I just found out we have a big disagreement on one thing when it comes to raising children. This weekend, something came up about our dog on the leash, and he said, quote, 'Don't you hate it when people put their children on a leash?' Dominique writes, 'I just stared at him and said, no, when we have kids, I will definitely put them on a leash in public.'"
It just sounds so strange.
"He couldn't believe it, and we had a bit of a fight about it. We've been married 2 years, and we're getting close to the time we'll actually try to get pregnant, and I hope we can get this settled by then. Could you do one of your five calls things and ask people what they think? Thank you for your help," she says. "I love your show so much. Thank you for keeping my life semi-normal with your show." That's from Dominique. Well, that's sweet of you. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Okay, so there you go.
Leash your kids, yes or no?
They've been together for a while and just now realizing that they do not see eye to eye on putting kids on a leash.
It's funny.
This might have to be added to that list of questions. We once did a show where we said, what do you, when you're first dating, if you're getting close to the point where you might, you know, become engaged, there should be a list of questions.
The leash talk.
The leash, I don't think we put that one on there, and that should be on the list.
It's funny because I knew we were going to be talking about this today, and I was in a hardware store yesterday. And this poor woman was trying to control her daughter, and the woman was trying to check out at the register, and the kid kept taking off and running to the back of the store. And she was, you know, like, you know, "Stephanie, Stephanie, come back, Stephanie, Stephanie." And she kept having to run from the register to the back of the store and get the kid and come back, and then run to the back. And I was like, that mom needs a leash. Or that mom needs to learn how to discipline her child.
A or B?
A or B. Which one would she choose? And I just thought it was funny because it's like, man, a leash would definitely come in very handy during this situation right now. But I always thought that it just looks so tacky to be walking around with your kids on one of those. It is basically announcing to the world that you don't know how to discipline your kid or keep them under control. I think it's an announcement that you're a bit of a lazy parent.
But I think a lot of people would disagree with you, and they would say, no, it has nothing to do with discipline. It's that the kids bolt. They are bolters, whether you discipline them or not.
You teach them not to bolt.
Well, I know, but it's when there are certain ages, toddlers, you can be teaching, but it takes a while before the message gets... I'm just playing devil's advocate to what you're saying. Because I'm not a leash person either, and yet when I talked about this, I don't know, this came up with Gretch a couple of years ago, just chatting, and she said that she had when she was raising her two daughters, she never was a leash mom. She goes, but if I had to do it over again, she goes, I definitely would consider it. She goes, I have no problem with it. She's one of those that she's, talk about somebody who cares not one, she does not GAF almost anything about what other people think about her. And so she's like, yeah, I know that a lot of people would think that it would look bad. She goes, but I just don't care. She goes, if I had to do it over again, she goes, I might do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wouldn't. We wouldn't be able to go somewhere together.
She's like, can I put a leash on you?
I'm afraid she did, my friend.
Now, people
about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, she got you. Now, people that are not familiar with this, you don't actually put like a collar on your kid with a leash like a dog. They go around their wrist. They've got fun little characters.
Yeah, no, I've seen the full body harness.
No, like a harness. I'm talking about it doesn't go around the neck.
No, it doesn't go around the neck.
I've seen harness ones too, but most of the ones I've seen just goes around their wrist. and they've got like a monkey stuffed animal on it, and then it, you know, comes off. The cord comes off the little stuffed animal that hooks on the wrist.
I haven't seen the harness one. I've seen the harness. It's like a
parachute harness.
It looks like you're wearing like a life preserver in a boat, you know, but it's not as thick. And then the little cord comes out the very back.
It hooks onto it. Okay.
So they have both of their hands rather than putting something on their wrist. They can still be.
I like the wrist one. So if you yank them back, they spin around. Whee!
Dominique is asking for a five calls says it all. So we need the calls now. Some people are already on hold. Please don't hang up. 303-691-1MIX. That's our number. 691-1649. How do you think this is going to go? What's your prediction?
Leash him.
By what score?
4-1.
I think it's going to be 4-1 the other way.
Okay.
No, I'm going to say 3-2 the other way. But I think it's going to go the other way. Listeners, I think, are going to say don't do it.
I hope so. I really do.
Let's find out. The question is to leash or not leash your children in public. Hoyt, you're the first one in. What do you think?
I am an anti-leash guy.
No leash.
No leashes on kids.
No leash for Hoyt. All right. Why?
I just think it's wild. It's creepy. It's wild.
It's creepy and wild.
For dogs.
But, yeah. I mean, again, devil's advocate, because I've already said I probably would never be that person. But devil's advocate, isn't it just like some sort of because we do it with dogs? Because if you think about the sense of it, it makes sense in a crowded place to hang on to them. And you sometimes need your hands, right? You sometimes need your hands to do things, so you can't always be holding on to them.
It would come in handy at like a crowded venue. Like if you're at the stock show or something like that where there's a ton of people and you're trying to watch little kids, I could see where that would become extremely handy.
Hmm.
So you know where they are. But just if you're out walking the mall or something, you're right, Hoyt. It's like it's for a dog.
I mean, I guess it just depends on how fast your kid is. If you've got a track star as a kid and he's just going to bolt, might need a leash.
We got a runner.
Right. Yeah. I'm glad you called. You have a great day, all right, buddy?
You too, guys.
Thank you very much. Well, we got a fifth call, and then they disconnected again.
Come on.
We need people who are going to stay on the line. 303-691-1649. Give us a call right now. We need a fifth one. Here's Clarity. Hi, Clarity. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's actually Clarice. Hello.
Clarice. Clarice. I'll make a note. All right. What do you got for me?
I say leash.
Leash. How come?
I've got two kids. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. My 4-year-old will sit there and be good. My 2-year-old will not. No matter how much I try to discipline him, he's just crazy. And it's just a safety thing. We went to Disneyland this last year, and it was, like, really important that we had him on something. So.
You had to tether him up, huh?
Yep.
God bless you for taking two young kids like that to Disneyland.
No,
my God. Why'd you do that?
It seemed like a good idea at the time, but
it's not.
Four and two.
It's too
at
young.
Disneyland?
Like they couldn't ride any of the rides, or they're not going to remember it.
I know they're not going to remember anything. I had more fun than them. That's for sure.
Mommy's going on Space Mountain again.
I think we're seeing why Clarice went to Disneyland. Yeah. Had nothing to do with the children whatsoever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
It
so
really
there's a
did vo- it.
There's a vote for the leash. I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Okay.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Next up, it's Brandy. Hi, Brandy. Welcome.
Welcome, boys. Happy Tuesday.
You too.
All right. What do you think? Leashing or not leashing?
I'm saying no leash. I do have two kids under three, so I understand like the want to do it, but it's a lot of training. I teach my kid, my 3-year-old, to hold onto the wagon for a busy place or to do this. And it's a struggle. It's a lot of teaching. It's a lot of getting down on their level and like teaching them, but I just say no leash. They got to learn. They got to learn to stay close.
And you have other things. I mean, you got strollers, and it sounds like you have a wagon. And the big thing when I was growing up is my parents always made me hold on to their back pocket, like on their jeans. It was always a rule. If we were out anywhere at a store, I had to hold on to their back pocket the whole time. And I did that until I was like 18, 19 years old.
I was going to say, he still does it with his mom.
And I pull it down just a little.
No, it's funny because now that he's a grown-ass adult, his mom is the one holding onto his pockets.
It's the sweetest thing, Brandon.
To keep him from getting
away. It's the sweetest thing.
Yep, so no leash.
No leash for Brandy.
I'm so glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
You guys too. Bye, guys.
Thank
Bye.
You so much. Who's next? It's I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Is it Gladine?
Gladine, yes.
Gladine, I'm glad you called. What's your vote on this?
No leash.
Why not?
I put one on my child one day when we went to the flea market, just the wrist one, and I thought I had him secure, and he took it off and tied it around a chair leg or a table leg, and he took off running, and I didn't even know he was gone. And I was like, they don't work.
That's fantastic. That kid's going to grow up to like be in special forces or something. That's like a spy trick.
The kid is brilliant. He is brilliant.
That's really smart. Next thing you know, you turn around and you're dragging a chair around.
Yeah. Walking away, and I'm pulling the chair with me. I'm like, where'd my kid go?
You know, Gladine, that is damned funny.
That's really funny.
Well, I appreciate your
vote.
I
love you boys. I love you boys. I've listened to you for a long, long time. My first time caller. So I just had to give you the shot.
Oh, you're the best.
This morning.
You can put a leash on us whenever you want.
Anytime you want.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Wait a minute. Two things before you go. One, thank you for listening for so long and thank you for calling. And then secondly, did you get some good stuff at the flea market? What did you get? Because I got to know what you came away with.
You know, probably fruit and vegetables, because by that time I was just tired.
Like, just show me to the bananas. I got to get out of here.
That's right. I need a watermelon. I'm going home.
Oh, yum.
You're wonderful. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You do the same.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
And there she goes. Okay, caller number five. Is it Tana? Is that right?
Yes, Tana.
Tana, what's your vote?
Leash.
How come?
We'll leash them up.
Because they are, like, totally unpredictable. And if you have a child who has, you know, like, some special needs, like slightly autistic or something, you can discipline them as much as you want, but it doesn't really help.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you make a good point there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for your call. I hope you have a terrific day, all right?
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right, there you go. It was 3-2 in favor of no leash.
You called it. Is that what you...
I absolutely nailed
you
it.
You nailed that one today.
Dude, I am like totally sympathetic.
How did you do that?
I am simpatico with our listeners.
Do
I know
you have a time machine?
I know exactly the way they think.
You have a time machine. You have a flux capacitor, don't you? You nerd.
Yes, right here.